All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, with the NBA playoffs in full effect, I'm going to talk about an Eastern Conference semifinal series that is set to begin tonight, as it's going to feature the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors. Now, these two teams are very familiar with one another, as they met last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Cleveland got the best of Toronto in six games en route to winning their first NBA championship in franchise history. Now, with the 2017 playoffs here, the Toronto Raptors have made some adjustments to their team, and they are hopeful that they will be able to get past the Cavaliers and get back to the conference finals for the second consecutive year. But that notion is easier said than done. You look at Cleveland, and after they coasted down the stretch of the regular season, they turned it up a notch in the first round as they swept the Indiana Pacers. And you look at the Cavs big three, and of course I'm talking about LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. And I'll tell you like this, first and foremost, I know that the Raptors went out and acquired PJ Tucker from the Phoenix Suns during the regular season, and it's good on paper, and PJ Tucker is a good defensive player, but he does not have the ability to slow down LeBron James. I'm not even going to say stop LeBron James, because there's nobody out there in the NBA that can currently do that. PJ Tucker does not have that ability. Easily, LeBron is going to get 28 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds on him. Now, if Tucker can find a way to limit James to stats less than that, more power to him. You look at Kevin Love, and this is going to be a matchup where the Raptors are going to have to find a way to win with the likes of Serge Ibaka and Jonas Valanciunas and Patrick Patterson. They're going to have to throw different bodies at him and give him different looks. Of course, all of those players mentioned bring a different skill set to the table, and they're going to make Kevin Love work at the defensive end of the floor, and possibly he could wear down as the series goes on. Then you look at Kyrie Irving, and he's playing tremendous ball right now at the point guard position. And Kyle Lowry will definitely have his hands full with him. And you look at Kyle Lowry on the flip side for Toronto. This is a guy that has the ability to opt out this year and become a free agent. So if you want that big money, now is the time to shine. You look at DeMar DeRozan for the Raptors, a shooting guard. And this is a guy whose game is silky smooth. He has the ability to drop 25 a night. And for the Raptors to upset the Cavaliers in this series, it's going to have to be around a 32-33 mark on a game-to-game basis. But aside from Lowry, aside from DeRozan, who is going to be that guy that steps up and makes a difference for the Toronto Raptors in this series? That is going to be the big time question. You look at this Cavs team, they still have tremendous depth with the likes of Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson, along with J.R. Smith. And you look at head coach Tyronn Lue, who has pushed all of the right buttons, and I think he's going to do it once again as he tries to get the Cavs back to the NBA championship. Dwayne Casey has done a solid job for this Raptors team throughout the season. They were down 2-1 in their opening round series versus the Milwaukee Bucks before they came back to rattle off the next three victories and set up this rematch with the Cavaliers. I think it's going to be a solid series, but plain and simple, Toronto is once again fighting an uphill battle. They simply don't have the studs in the stable to contend, not really contend with the Cavs, more or less beat the Cavs four times in a seven-game series. Thus, I'm going to take Cleveland, just like they did last year, to win this one in six games. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the 2017 NFL Draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.